When Tiffany awoke with a jolt, playing cards sliding off her dress and onto the floor, the cold, grey light of morning filled the room. She peered at Miss Treason, who was snoring like a pig. What was the time? It was 6 at least. What should she do? Nothing. There was nothing to do. She picked up the Ace of Wands and stared at it. So that was poker, was it? Well, she hadn't been too bad at it, once she'd worked out that it was all about making your face tell lies. For most of the time, the cards were just something to do with your hands. Miss Treason slept on. Tiffany wondered if she should get some breakfast, but it seemed such a... The ancient kings of Jelly Baby, who are bedded in pyramids, said Miss Treason from the bed, used to believe that they could take things with them into the next world, such things as gold and precious stones and even slaves. On that basis, please make me a ham sandwich. You mean, Tiffany began, the journey after death is quite a long one, said Miss Treason, sitting up. I may get hungry. But you'll just be a soul. Well, perhaps a ham sandwich has a soul too, said Miss Treason, as she swung her skinny legs out of the bed. I'm not sure about the mustard, but it's worth a try. Hold still there. This was because she had picked up her hairbrush and was using Tiffany as a mirror. The fiercely concentrated glare a few inches away was as much as Tiffany could bear on a morning like this. Thank you. You may go and make the sandwich, said Miss Treason, laying the brush aside. I will now get dressed. Tiffany hurried out and washed her face in the basin in her room. She always did that after the eyeballing, but she'd never plucked up the courage to object, and now certainly wasn't the time to start. As she dried her face, she thought she heard a muffled sound outside and went over to the window. There was frost on... Oh, no. Oh, no, no. He was at it again. The frost ferns spelled the word Tiffany over and over. She grabbed a rag and wiped them off, but the ice only formed again, thicker. She hurried downstairs. The ferns were all over the windows, and when she tried to wipe them off, the rag froze to the glass. It creaked when she pulled at it. Her name, all over the window, over all the windows, maybe over all the windows in all the mountains, everywhere. He'd come back. That was dreadful. But also, just a bit cool. She didn't think the word, because as far as Tiffany knew, the word meant slightly cold. But she thought the thought, even so. It was a hot little thought. In my day, young men would just carve the girl's initials on a tree, said Miss Treason, coming down the stairs one careful step at a time. Too late, Tiffany felt the tickle behind her eyes. It's not funny, Miss Treason. What shall I do? I don't know. If possible, be yourself. Miss Treason bent down creakily and opened her hand. The seeing-eye mouse hopped down onto the floor, turned, and stared at her with tiny black eyes for a moment. She prodded it with a finger. Go on, off you go. Thank you, she said, and then it scuttled off to a hole. Tiffany helped her upright, and the old witch said, You're starting to snivel, aren't you? Well, it's all a bit, Tiffany began. The little mouse had looked so lost and forlorn. Don't cry, said Miss Treason. Living this long's not as wonderful as people think. I mean, you get the same amount of youth as everyone else, but a great big extra helping of being very old and deaf and creaky. Now, blow your nose and help me on with the raven's perch. He might still be out there, Tiffany mumbled as she eased the perch onto the thin shoulders. Then she rubbed at the window again and saw shapes and movement. Oh, they came, she said. What? Said Miss Treason. She stopped. There's lots of people out there. Yes, said Tiffany. What do you know about this, my girl?
Well, you see, they kept asking when...
Fetch my skulls! They mustn't see me without my skulls! How does my hair look? Said Miss Treason, frantically winding up her clock.
It looks nice.
Nice? Nice? Are you mad? Mess it up this minute, Miss Treason demanded. And fetch my most raggedy cloak. This one's far too clean. Move yourself, child. It took several minutes to get Miss Treason ready, and a lot of the time was spent convincing her that taking the skulls out in daylight might be dangerous, in case they got dropped and someone saw the labels. Then Tiffany opened the door. A murmur of conversation crashed into silence. There were people in a crowd all around the door. As Miss Treason stepped forward, it parted to leave a clear path. To her horror, Tiffany saw a dug grave on the other side of the clearing. She hadn't expected that. She wasn't sure what she had expected, but a dug grave wasn't it.
Who dug?
Our blue friends, said Miss Treason. I asked them to. And then the crowd started to cheer. Women hurried forward with big bunches of yew, holly and mistletoe, the only green things growing. People were laughing. People were crying. They clustered around the witch, forcing Tiffany out to the edge of the crowd. She went quiet and listened.
We don't know what we'll do without you, Miss Treason.
I don't think we'll get another witch as good as you, Miss Treason.
We never thought you'd go, Miss Treason. You brought my old granddad into the world.
Walking into the grave, Tiffany thought, well, that's style. That is solid gold boffo. They'll remember that for the rest of their lives.
In that case, you shall keep all the puppies but one, Miss Treason had stopped to organise the crowd. The custom is to give that one to the owner of the dog. You should have kept the bitch in after all and minded your fences. And your question, Mr. Blinkcorn.
Tiffany stood up straight. They were bothering her, even this morning. But she wanted to be bothered. Being bothered was her life. Miss Treason, she snapped, pushing her way through the mob. Remember, you have an appointment. It wasn't the best thing to say, but a lot better than you said you were going to die in about 5 minutes' time. Miss Treason turned and looked uncertain for a moment.
Oh, yes, she said. Yes, indeed. We'd better get on.
Then, still talking to Mr. Blinkhorn about some complex problem concerning a fallen tree and someone's shed, and with the rest of the crowd trailing after her, she let Tiffany walk her gently to the graveside. Well, at least you got a happy ending, Miss Treason, Tiffany whispered. It was a silly thing to say and deserved what it got.
We make happy endings, child, day to day. But you see, for the witch, there are no happy endings. There are just endings. And here we are.
Best not to think, thought Tiffany. Best not to think you're climbing down an actual ladder into an actual grave. Try not to think about helping Miss Treason down the ladder onto the leaves that are piled up at one end. Do not let yourself know you're standing in a grave. Down here, the horrible clock seemed to clank even louder. Clonk, clank. Clonk, clank. Miss Treason trod the leaves down a bit and said cheerfully,
Yes, I can see myself being quite comfortable here. Listen, child, I told you about the books, did I not? And there is a small gift for you under my chair. Yes, this seems adequate. Oh, I forgot.
Clonk, clank. Clonk, clank, went the clock, sounding much louder down there. Miss Treason stood on tiptoe and poked her head over the edge of the hole.
Mr. Easy, you owe 2 months' rent to the Widow Langley, understand? Mr. Plenty, the pig belongs to Mrs. Frumont, and if you don't give it back to her, I shall come back and groan under your window. Mistress Fulsome, the Dogelli family have had right of passage over the Turnwise pasture since even I cannot remember, and you must...
Clonk,